Case number 9856, Greenwood Country Retirement, Inc., southwest of Route 16, 2,650 feet north of Road 587. They're seeking a special use exception for the expansion of a convalescent home.
Actually, what we're seeking is...
Are you an attorney, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I knew them all, but...
I'm Mark Yoder. I affirm to tell the truth.
Place your right hand there.
Can I just affirm, sir?
Sure you can, but place your hand there. Thank you. Now state your full name and address.
I'm Mark Yoder, Jr. of... what is my address?
That's the reason you didn't want to come up and talk to me.
No.
I don't know where you live.
8289. I couldn't get the numbers. Right. 8289 Greenwood Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
All right. Do you affirm that everything you say is true?
I do.
Thank you.
All right. We're actually looking, it seems like I've been here a lot, so I'm back again. The last time we were here, we asked for 9 houses in a circle to... You all have these papers in front of me?
No.
Sort of?
I'll send it on down.
The last time we were here, we asked to put in 9 houses. We have, in this particular section, we had put in 10 houses and had asked for a 20-bed assisted living capacity, and we felt like we would be wiser to put those into retirement homes instead of into the assisted living unit. And so when we did that, somehow or another, we just assumed that all we could do was 9 houses there with the septic, and I'm not exactly sure how we came to that conclusion. So that's what we asked for. But when we put the 9 houses in, we have room for an additional 3 houses, and septic capacity is there as well. And if you look at the diagram, the nine houses are either in, 8 houses are pretty well completed. The foundation is in on the 9th house, and they'll start framing that shortly. And you can see where they projected to put 3 additional houses.
I'm sorry, I don't see a diagram.
Okay. You bring one right back to me.
Probably the really sad thing is that we didn't think big enough to plan this for even more houses to start with and put in more septic. We actually have high demand, people wanting houses all the time. So it's been... the one thing I will say, there is... most of the work, is pretty well done as far as septic approval and stormwater and all that. But the one house probably wouldn't go in very quickly. But we already have high demand for these 2 houses, and that's why we're asking. We feel like we have the room here. It's not really going to take a lot of extra cost in terms of roads and stormwater. And that's why we're asking to put in the other 3 houses.
They have given, for the board's information, they have given the, and REC has given the permission that they are able to handle the extra homes on the septic systems and also on the, waste management.
And stormwater.
Right, and stormwater.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, are there any questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve case number 9856, based on the character of the neighborhood and the minimum variance before we leave.
Hey, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9856. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.